This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest. I'm Sharmila Ganesan together with Lim Soo Ann. It is Friday, so hopefully you're looking forward to a weekend of also staying at home, but maybe not working. And as always, we have one story today for you. Soo Ann, what's that?
So we're halfway through the month of Ramadan and Hari Raya is only about 2 weeks away, but nothing has been the same this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And so we'll be taking a look at the emotional impact of these changes, particularly on the Muslim community. And, you know, if you have any thoughts or you want to share what it has been like for you during this time, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or you can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
So even before the month of Ramadan started, many Malaysians already knew that Ramadan and Hari Raya this year would not be the same. I mean, the movement control order has thrown off much of our plans, especially as it overlaps with the month of Ramadan as well. And it is likely to affect the Raya celebrations too.
And I remember that this already started with the uncertainty over Ramadan bazaars, which really for most Malaysians is almost an essential part of our lives during the fasting month. And then of course it was then confirmed by Senior Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob that there would be no physical bazaars during this month, and that's to comply with the movement control orders regulations. And even now during the CMCO there are still no physical bazaars. And although some states such as Selangor and Johor have sort of moved sales online to e-bazaars to help out these small vendors who tend to earn the most during this time. I mean, there's still some of us can't help but miss sort of that feeling of being there at a bazaar Ramadan, right? Mm. It's sort of become so routine every year.
And not just for those who are fasting. I think even for the rest of us, it becomes a time of the year where we kind of get to, I suppose, alongside our Muslim friends, also join in on a blessed and, I suppose, a time of togetherness as well. Mm. It's not just the bazaars. The MCO effectively does mean that most places are shut, and that includes mosques and suraus as well. There's also been a lot of uncertainty over the possibility of interstate travel, which as of now is still not being allowed during the Hari Raya holidays. So right now, some interstate travel is allowed since yesterday until the 10th of May, but that's really only for Malaysians who have been stranded and wish to return home to their hometowns. And thus far, the minister did say that that is the only period that they're going to be allowing people to move across state borders. And according to Transport Minister Dato' Sri Dr. Wee Kah Siong, it's still too soon to say whether it will be allowed even 2 weeks from now when it's going to be Raya. Mm. And he adds that the government will need to monitor the pattern of COVID-19 cases before further decisions are made.
That's right, because things are really changing on a daily basis. Mm. You can't really predict what's going to happen in 2 weeks' time. And I know personally, I've seen on social media, you know, netizens have been voicing their thoughts and feelings over all these possibilities and uncertainties during Ramadan and for Raya as well. You know, most people I've seen have accepted that things won't be the same this year, that they might not be able to go home to their hometowns. But, you know, people can't help but feel emotional at that possibility, right? You won't, at this time of year, when you won't be able to go home to see your relatives, your parents, your grandparents. It's people that sort of you look forward to this time every year. And, you know, and for the folks who have to stay in the cities for work, as well as for the relatives who have to stay in outskirts, you know, you can't meet each other. It can be quite a tough time. So
to help us digest how these changes could affect us emotionally, we have on the line Associate Professor Dr. Amir Siddiq bin Amir Nordin, consultant psychiatrist from University Malaya Medical Center. But first, Dr. Amir, let's start with what it is about Ramadan and Hari Raya Aidil Fitri celebrations that make them so special for Malaysians.
I think to begin with, first of all, in Malaysia, we're quite blessed with a number of celebrations, and one of them being Ramadan and also Hari Raya or Eid Aidilfitri. And I think what makes it really uniquely Malaysian is the way that we all come together. For example, during Ramadan, there's going to be the Bazaar Ramadan, where it's open for everybody. There'll be lots of types of food that you might not be able to taste in normal months that you'll be able to have. And then when the celebration of Hari Raya comes along, we're often very inclusive and open. And the open house culture that we have in Malaysia is pretty unique, where we actually have these days where we open our houses to our friends and family, where they come in droves and they're able to taste good food and also mingle with others. And it really brings in that celebration And then more recently, in the coming years, we've noticed that it's become bigger. In the past, it used to be one community celebrating these celebrations, but now when we have that holiday or that public holiday, everybody actually goes back to wherever they come from and they celebrate together.
Dr. Amir, what are some of the changes that you've seen in the past couple of weeks of Ramadan, and what changes do you expect later during the Raya celebrations?
Well, we are really in unprecedented times at this point of time. And I mean, the first thing that we've noticed that has changed for many Malaysians is that there's no Ramadan bazaar. Mm-hmm. And that itself is unique in itself. Secondly, for the Muslim community of Malaysia, often during Ramadan, we'll have night prayers, which also is unable to be conducted due to the COVID situation. So this in itself gives a different Ramadan to this particular communities because of the limitations that we have due to the gathering of big number of people. So, we have to be ready for the coming Hari Raya, knowing how Ramadan has actually panned out to be. It's been 15 days now of us in the fasting month. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't look like things will change very much over the next coming at least month or so. So the isolation or the individual households that are currently doing their own thing will probably continue until Hari Raya, which means that, as I shared just now, we won't be having this year interstate travels, which itself will mean that there'll be less visitations between families and friends. Because we don't encourage any big gatherings, open houses probably for 2020 will not exist. Already we've heard from the palaces, the kings, and have informed that they won't be having the open houses. So these are some changes that we'll be seeing happening this year. We also know that because of the COVID situation, we don't want too much intermingling because we don't want transmission of disease. Lots of elders who often wait for their children to come back from wherever they've come might not be able to see their kids in the physical form, but I'm sure they'll be able to see them in the digital or visual form.
And with all these changes and uncertainties, what will be the emotional impact on the people and the community?
Well, what's going to happen is that essentially we're having an even prolonged MCO, where whatever emotions that you've had during this movement control order will continue after the celebration. So we'll be seeing a little bit of people feeling a little bit sad, probably a little bit reflective of the situation and what could and could not have been. But I think moving forward, people will understand that these are really unprecedented times, and we're all putting in effort to ensure that we're able to celebrate the future Hari Rayas and Ramadans in the next future.
So, Dr. Amir, you mentioned the elderly and also people who are isolated right now. Are these people the ones who are most likely to be affected emotionally during this time?
Definitely. As we've seen already during this movement control order, people have been isolated because of the physical distancing rule and also because of the rule of not to travel. And the MCO is still continuing in its inter-travel ban. So whichever family member is stuck in whichever town or city, will be faced with the same situation in the celebration time as well, when often they will have friends and family visiting them, and this year around they might not have that. So, what's more important is for us to ensure that we remember these people and we make efforts to actually communicate with them. You know, there's a bit of restriction in terms of the MCO at this point of time, particularly for those within the state. I know it's not encouraged for people to visit each other, even in the States, but at least neighbors can look out for the person next to them and just, say hello or maybe give gifts between the two neighbors, which doesn't include traveling within the vicinity in big numbers.
So how then, how else can we prepare ourselves for these changes, especially emotionally?
So So I think, first of all, you know, we have to remember that we're all in this together. So whatever you're feeling at this point of time, everybody else is feeling the same way. It's just to the different degrees that these individuals are feeling. That's number one. Secondly, is that we are all doing what we're doing at this point of time because as a community, we are collectively trying to support each other to ensure that people are not going to get sick and that we don't transmit the virus, if we do have it, asymptomatically to other people. So what we can do as well is that having that higher purpose mindset might be able to assist. Now, thirdly, it's very important for us to connect. You know, physical distancing doesn't mean emotional distancing. We now have some technologies that might be able to assist. Make sure you call your loved ones, preferably if you're able to use your data and visual contact, that'd be best, because we do need all our senses. I know we are limiting our, you know, taste, smell, and touch at this point of time, but at least vision and sound helps people connect to a certain degree, particularly to our loved ones, you know, all aunties, mothers, fathers, relatives that we have not met for quite some time. It's still, you know, useful and helpful for us to connect with them, because you have to remember that this MCO is not limiting only interstate travel but international travel. So there are lots of people who might have children overseas, parents overseas, that won't be able to meet with each other, but hopefully with technology we'll be able to mitigate that a little bit this year. And hopefully we'll all be able to meet up together when this this pandemic's over.
All right. Thanks for speaking to us, Dr. Amir. You just heard from Associate Professor Dr. Amir Siddiq bin Amir Nordin, consultant psychiatrist from University Malaya Medical Center. And he was just reminding us to, you know, keep in touch with our family members during this time and remember that we are making these changes for the sake of the future.
Yes. So we also have another special guest with us in the studio, our very own night shift producer, Ali Johan, who, of course, is fasting for Ramadan. So, Ali, we thought you'd be a great person to kind of help give us a perspective of what it feels like. You know, have the past 2 weeks of Ramadan, what have they been like for you?
It's been quite different. Normally, Ramadan is quite bustling, even if you don't observe it. I mean, the general vibe around Bulan Puasa is always like a lot of cars, a lot of, you know, people are going home earlier from workplaces and heading to Bazaar Ramadans and traffic jams. But, you know, in this entire MCO period, we have had very few of those. In fact, as Ramadan entered, it became very somber and very quiet. Mm. It's very nice, actually, for a change.
Mm. I mean, Raya is 2 weeks away, you know, and like you say, there's usually a lot of preparation. There's usually some excitement going on. But how has COVID-19 and also the MCO affected how you and your family are preparing for Hari Raya?
Right. So, yeah, my wife and I sat down the other night to think about what to cook and, you know, what to wear. And we just realized that it's going to be much simpler this time. And I mean, for us, for my household at least, it's always been simple. But this time, the fact that we're not preparing for to meet relatives and family, and, you know, you don't want to go overboard because you're not going to go out anyway. And I mean, thankfully for me, my parents are in Kuala Lumpur as well, so this off and below 10-kilometer radius. So I can probably pay them a visit if I do. But for them, actually, they are very attached to their kampung, which is in Perlis. So the not being able to go interstate travel is going to impact the entire vibe. I think, I do agree with Dr. Amir earlier that we are supposed to and we should really connect virtually with our family members. And yeah, we're hoping and looking forward to I phone in my sister who's in another, you know, suburb outside of KL.
So, emotionally, how has it been for you and your family?
Emotionally, I think it was kind of like even more, I don't know what's the English word, but sayula. You know, when you enter Ramadan after being away from even close friends and family during the, you know, MCO period. So you feel more distanced. But somehow, I think, we've sort of as a society come forward and also become really more comfortable with video calls. I see that even with my daughter who's calling her grandma every other day, and you can tell that she wants that connection because she's used to physical connections, you know, and there's a lot of people reaching out. Friends are calling me when we normally just text.
Mm-hmm.
So I sense that emotions are a little bit, probably a bit on a downside. But to me, I embrace it because that's also how I always observe Ramadan. It's always kind of like more chilled out, you know, more than...
It's supposed to be a time for reflection, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And this is no better time than now.
What do you think you will miss the most about Raya this year?
Well, I have already been missing, in fact, during Ramadan, the congregation for Salat Traweh at 9. And even today is Friday. We normally go to Friday prayers. There's a lot of people. And that collective spiritual... doing things together, that's been missing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for Raya, that's what I'm probably going to miss. I do celebrate Raya with a much smaller family than most others, but there's always a different feeling when you know, especially with your family, parents, mm-hmm. siblings. And now it's going to be virtual. I don't know. It's going to be weird, but, you know... again, it's unprecedented. We're all just rolling with it. And thankfully, we're going to come out of it, in a new mentality, I hope.
And I think the fact that, I don't celebrate Raya, obviously, but there is this sense that we're all in it together, which I think hopefully helps to mitigate some of the more difficult parts.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, even going to Bazaar Ramadan, we are all in it together. We're not, it's not only for people who puasa, right? And you can sense that togetherness, that collective spirit at any bazaars. And now that it's lacking, although I do see some small vendors selling food, but it's not as crowded as, you know, a bazaar would be.
Mm. Mm. And what better time than now to reconnect with old friends and relatives that you haven't spoken to in a while?
Absolutely. Thank you, Ali, for joining us.
No problem.
Have a blessed Ramadan.
Thank you.
The rest of you, if you'd like to let us know what your Ramadan experience has been so far, what's different, what do you miss, did you perhaps discover something that you didn't realise before, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or drop us a message on Facebook. We are BFM The Bigger Picture. And if you've missed any part of today's show, you can download the podcasts at bfm.my/dailydigest on the BFM app or on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m, we have Try This at Home, where they will be speaking to Theo Siet Heng, founder of Hexa Communications, and Sue Kay from SK Creatives about becoming a freelancer. So that's it from us today on The Daily Digest. We will leave you now with Time of Our Life by Green Day, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.